Message number 539. My name is no longer revered. My name is cursed. Tuesday, September 4, 2012 at 11:05 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the pain of rejection and the hatred of humanity is felt by me every moment of each day. It never eases. My crucifixion was only the beginning. It may have heralded the salvation of mankind, but my pain will continue until Satan is banished. While he is present and reigns over the earth, which he does still at this time, my pain and torment is never ending. The only relief is the joy I feel when I see real love present in the world of pure souls towards each other. It is this love which keeps the light between night and day possible. For without my light, darkness would prevail 24 hours a day. Imagine, if you will, my pain. For those among you who suffer pain and hurt by the hands of those you love, you will know exactly what my pain is like. When you are tormented cruelly, both mentally and physically, by someone you love, the pain is harder to bear. Even if you know that the person who persecutes you is in terrible darkness, it does not ease your pain. If anything, it increases the intensity and severity of your suffering. This is because you still care about your tormentors, but you know that they suffer and cannot help their behavior. So much darkness are they in, when you try to explain to them what they have to do in order to get rid of their darkness, they will not listen. They don't want to listen. Nor do they want to rejuvenate their spirit in order to see the light, the love and the joy they would feel if only they would listen to you, the one person who truly loves them despite their faults, their one chance to reject this dangerous dark cloud which covers their whole spirit to set them free. The pain of rejection is hard for me, your Savior, the Son of Man. I suffered a terrible physical suffering, much of which was not given to the world in every detail, so horrible was the torture, for I did not want this kind of sympathy. No, I just sought your loyalty, your faith, as well as the joy and relief of your knowing that you were saved from eternal damnation. But does humanity really know of the gift I have given them, really? Many to go mass or receive the wine at other Christian churches to honor my gift, but they do not understand what this means. I gave myself completely in body, mind and soul. When you receive communion, you must consume my body fully and not just say you honor me. For without my body, my real presence, I cannot capture your souls. Don't you know this? Why do you reject my genuine gift in the way it was explained to my apostles? That the Eucharist is indeed my body? You cannot imagine the graces which have been lost to you, your families and generations, because of your dismissal of the power of such a gift. My pain never goes away. I weep. I suffer. I cry when I witness sin so rampant in the world that my name is no longer revered. My name is cursed. I feel intense pain. You, my daughter, have been given this same pain for the last few months. I allowed this assault on you by the evil one to infiltrate you. This sacrifice offered by you for me as a victim soul was difficult, but you learn one simple lesson through it. When you are the victim of such cruel suffering at the hands of others in my name, you feel the very pain I am feeling at the same time. Our pain is entwined, my daughter, in this mystical union. You accepted my call to become a victim soul willingly, knowing the consequences, that frightening though it was, in order to save souls. Now that you bring conversion, you know that when suffering is required, it is to match my own suffering, which is and can be very traumatic and hurtful. Because of your human nature, you will from time to time tend to struggle and fight against the horror being inflicted upon you, especially when even the pain of nails being hammered into your wrists would be preferable to the torment you have been asked to endure in my name. My grace has helped you in your submission to these requests of suffering. They granted you a strength which allowed you to rise, stand high, and praise God. For these are graces to help you accept suffering as gift to God to save souls in mortal sin. The next time someone torments you, treats you with cruelty, and mentally abuses you, children, if you could remember this, then you will overcome your pain. Say to me this crusade prayer. 75, I assign my pain to you, dear Jesus. Jesus, I assign my pain and suffering to that which you suffered during your agony on Calvary. For every insult I endure, I offer it to you. For every abuse and verbal onslaught I suffer, I offer it in honor of your crowning of thorns. For every unfair criticism of me, I offer it in honor of your humiliation in front of Pilate. For every physical torment I endure at the hands of others, I offer it in honor of your scourging at the pillar. For every insult I endure, offer it up in honor of the terrible physical torture you endured during the crowning of thorns when they tore out your eye. For every time I imitate you, impart your teachings, and when I am sneered at in your name, let me help you on the road to Calvary. Help me to be rid of pride and never to be afraid to admit that I love you, dear Jesus. Then when all seems hopeless in my life, dear Jesus, help me to be brave by remembering how you willingly allowed yourself to be crucified in such a vile and cruel way. Help me to stand up and be counted as a true Christian, a true soldier in your army, humble and contrite in my heart in remembrance of the sacrifice you made for me. Hold my hand, dear Jesus, and show me how my own suffering can inspire others to join your army with like-minded souls who love you. Help me to accept suffering and to offer it up to you as a gift to save souls in the final battle against the tyranny of the evil one. Amen. Suffering, my daughter, difficult as it is a gift which I use by handing it over to those I trust in my heart so that I can save souls. You, my daughter, have eased my suffering greatly by your response. It will take some time, however, before I am free of the cross. This can only come about when I save every possible soul alive on the earth today. Your Jesus.